I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck Papua New Guinea earlier this week and killed at least 16 people. Mission Aviation Fellowship has several staff members in PNG. MAF's Diana Gibney.
The earthquake caused lots of landslides, especially in the remote areas. Rivers have been blocked. Buildings have fallen down and been flattened.
Mission Aviation Fellowship partners with other ministries and organizations to fly aid out as fast as possible after a disaster like this, anything from food and water to medical evacuations. As MAF responds, they know they're actively representing Christ.
We would encourage people very much to pray for the people of Papua New Guinea, people who have lost their homes, areas where there's damage, people who have been hurt. Just pray for those things.
The International Day for the Unreached is quickly approaching on Pentecost Sunday, May 20th. This week at the National Religious Broadcasters International Christian Media Convention, members from the Alliance for the Unreached gathered for a press conference to make an exciting announcement. John Fugler of Reach Beyond and chairman of IDU shared that news.
Today I'd like to announce two new members of this alliance. Frontier Ventures, formerly U.S. Center for World Missions, and William Carey International University, just joining us in this effort.
Unreached people are those who currently live without access to the gospel. The goal is to help the church understand the gravity of the situation surrounding the unreached. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me?, highlighting stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.